plastic.
From Madison, Wisconsin, right downtown. It's outside the Pizza Box, and we are here at Civic Media Network in the Solidarity Realty Studio. And that means you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, maybe a few other places. And you could be tune in, or you could download the app, Civic Media app. Anyway, Pizza Box Mike here. I got a nice guy, Nate. He's back this week. Had a one-day vacation, did you? Good man.
I did. I took just a Friday off last week.
And tell us what you did again.
Well, I went up to Appleton, saw William Shatner.
Unbelievable. James T. Kirk.
Gave a talk up there. They played one of the Star Trek movies. He talked about space and hating Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, well, there's nothing better than despising Jeff Bezos. But I want to talk about something tonight. You know, sometimes you just have to, like, tune it out, turn it off, and hit the reset. And the reason why I say that is I snapped over the weekend. Okay, just, you know, any little thing. Yeah, I'm just sick of people. I was sick of people walking in front of me through the lights when I'm trying to make deliveries on the weekend. And, I lost it more than once to the point where, you know, I felt like punching a couple people that were mouthing off to me. And I think they saw the look on my face and decided, you know, maybe we should avoid this conflict because this guy looks like he's out of it, man. And I kind of was. And I had to stop and think, man. Well, you worked 3 days or 4 days, and then you took 2 days off, and then you worked three more, and then you had 2 days at the hospital, and then you moved 3 days straight to get out of the house and try and get a new beginning and find a place for the cats. Ah! That was a lot. There was a lot. And I just needed to take a deep breath and take a break, you know, and staying at my friend's house on their couch and eating the meals they're preparing. And I think my thyroid is back to the right level because I am hungry, people. I am hungry. I'm trying to get big again, get ready for winter. But with all that's going on in the world, man, I can't turn on the news. I can't. It's like, all you're going to do is just cover this conflict. First, it was, you know, Russia, Ukraine. Remember, the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, all throughout the hour, the next hour, like nothing else is happening. And it wouldn't be so bad, except you guys aren't resolving anything. Whatever happened to war is not the answer. You can't win a war. There's no winning. And I went through some pretty brutal stuff on Facebook this week, right? Because of, you know, I'm like, man, Netanyahu's a clown, you know, and right away, oh, you're an anti-Semite. No, I'm anti-fascist bastard. Okay. The huge difference. I've never criticized Israel as a nation or, you know, been racist towards any group of people or place them as a lower class like they do to us here in the United States. Right. And, okay, so, you know, Mark Pocan had a pretty good post up where he explained everything about what he thought was the wrong way for Israel to retaliate and that they should stop and that they, you know, used more bombs in a smaller area in just a couple hours than they used in Afghanistan. Come on, man. And let me tell you something about Netanyahu as well. You know, it's easy for him to sit in his bunker like Trump. And he is the equivalent of Trump in, you know, in Israel. I don't know how anybody can deny that or why would you be loyal to that type of thinking? But when I criticize him and it immediately goes to, oh, you can't do that. You know, you support Hamas. And it's like, why are you projecting your anger and hatred and violence onto those of us that don't want to see it coming from anybody, right? I dared him. I said, go somewhere down my page. See if you can find the word hate, the support of violence, the support of any terrorist group. And I'm going to tell you something. Netanyahu's a terrorist, man. Yeah. Class warfare, racism. Who turns off electric and power and water to hospitals? And the other thing is, how do I know who's telling the truth about all these horrible things that are happening? Now, first of all, we know the atrocities of war happen in every conflict, right? And these are not wars. Let's face it. These are conflicts based on what? Religious ideology? So when I'm arguing with some guy that's got, oh, let me see, we got 10 degrees and rabbi this and all that, you're an extremist, dude. What does that have to do with being a human being? I don't need to know religion to know humanity, right? And if you're using religion to commit all kinds of inhumanities, that's a religion I don't want to be a part of. And I'm, quite honestly, I'm okay not being affiliated with any religion. Although I do support many people of faith out there who are trying to make the world a better place. I've marched with them in the streets. It's just like any other group of people. Some of the ministers and priests and rabbis are good people, and some of them aren't. You just got to listen to what they're saying. And if their message is one of retaliation or one of anger or one of hatred, then I'm going to feel free to criticize them, right? So I know I won the battle because you guys, you blocked me. I didn't have to block you. I just had to keep saying that you're a hypocrite and your views are wrong. And I didn't have to go to 14 different universities to know what's wrong in the world today. It's a pretty brutal place. So what did I do? I had tuned it out. I turned it off and I hit the reset. Spend some time with my cats. Spend time with your animals, man. Spend time with your animals and your friends and your family. And let some of this stuff just kind of run right off your back. Because if you listen to it too long, you're going to become stressed out and angry. And you may snap like I did. By the way, 844-967-2789. Feel free to disagree with me or agree with me. But I will tell you this, that if you start an argument by criticizing somebody and then I jump in and criticize you and you say that, well, you know, that that's all you got, you know, you lose the battle. Well, I was just kind of tossing at you what you just, I saw you toss at Congressman Mark Pocan, who's absolutely one of the better people in Congress. And I've met him and we know each other. And there's no favoritism on anything. It's about being a good human being. And if you're a good human being and you're trying to do things to make the world a better place, then you're probably going to draw me closer to you and want to know more about you. And maybe there's things that we can all figure out by doing that. You got to listen to the voices of reason. Mark Pocan is a voice of reason. I don't care how mad you got at him because you think he's taking sides with Hamas. I know that's not true. That's not true. You can't find anywhere in his career or on my Facebook page that talks about hating people or killing people or taking sides with which violent side you want to be on. I'm not into that crowd, man. I got cats, man. So I spent time with them. I did take a day to go, you know, I was telling Nate, man, you got to go to Gay's Mills when you want to get apples. The apple capital of the world. And I'm telling you, that was my reset right there. Come back, 3-4 different kinds. Really looking forward to making a pie, but not looking forward to peeling it. No, there is no winning a war or a conflict without diplomacy. So when you talk about the United States and we provide billions and billions of dollars to other nations so that they can kill each other. And mind you, it's for profit. That's why they do it. It's for profit. Hey, man, we got a caller, and I'm going to take it right now. We're going to go to Chris in Rice Lake because, Chris, I used to go up to Cumberland every year.
Sorry to hear that.
No. Well, we went to Silver Lake. We didn't necessarily get into Cumberland Town very often, except for to go in and hear. We got some bait once, and we heard about some muskie named Charlie that was like a legend out there. I'm sure you heard of that.
That is a big legend. Right?
What do you got for me, man?
So I just wanted to call because, you know, I agree with you 100%. This Netanyahu character, he should be in prison.
Yeah.
But even before that, though, I mean, this storming of this Palestine lands and kicking people out of their houses and, you know, just setting them out in the streets and just, you know, all this settlement stuff that Israel does. I am 100% against all of that. And I guess what did the Israeli people expect, that these people were just going to continue to take it and take it and take it and nothing happened?
Well, no. Hey, remember, Chris, shortly before this Hamas attack, that Israel sent soldiers in on the holiest day to a mosque to beat down Muslims, old men and women. I mean, yeah, you know, you do that to my mom and dad?
Yeah, yeah. And they assassinated that Palestinian journalist.
Yep.
Right on the street in front of everybody. I mean,
yep.
Come on.
They assassinated their own leader, Prime Minister Rabin, who was a good man. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you calling, man. We're going to break.
Yep.
Wishing well, man. Where is it in our Constitution that says that just because somebody's our ally that we have to support their barbarism or the agree with their policies of apartheid and violence? No way, man. Why would you go to dinner with a person like that and not say, hey, dude, you know, we've been supporting you and protecting you for decades. And we're not going to continue to do that as long as you continue your violent rhetoric and push this conflict. You know, take away some of their defense and maybe the clown will shut his mouth and we can get somebody in there to do some diplomacy. Because I know there's people on both sides of this issue that don't agree with any of the violence, right? Israeli people, Palestinian people. You can call them all Hamas if you want. Of course, they support Hamas more than they do Israel because Israel's inflicting such tremendous pain on these people. And we can go back, oh, yes, like the guys that argued the week before with me, you know, the history major is talking about the Ottoman Empire. And, you know, those times were quite barbaric. I don't think we need to go back to that, right, to prove a point. But the only way that we can resolve any of this is to sit down and what, a compromise? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, like the Republicans do, right? What a week for them. But I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, man. When Joe Biden gets up there and says all of America needs to support Israel, dude, you looked old, tired, weak, controlled by somebody other than your own mind. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not on board with that. And neither are a lot of the people. What do you mean blind allegiance to a situation that's just devastating, right? No, I don't agree with that. And I'm sorry, people. I don't think Joe Biden can do another term and be effective. Now, I heard the stories, you know, oh, yeah, he's the right guy for the job now. Sure he was. So was Hillary. And Bernie Sanders wouldn't have got anything accomplished, right? We know damn well this world would be in a different place right now had the Democratic Party not squashed the movement that was going on in this country. And then they cry about Republicans. Well, you know what? You're losing to them. You're the ones that lose your elections to them. It's because you guys think that you know more than the rest of us. And until you've gone hungry for a day or been sick and didn't have the health care that you needed, you guys have been living a life of privilege for how long? Jim Jordan, $31 million. The guy who let the doctor snap his jockstrap every day for kicks. That's what I think. And this guy thought he could be Speaker of the House. And each time he went to the floor, he lost more votes because he's a dumbass jock that doesn't have a clue about anything. His only accomplishments was being a two-time NCAA wrestling champ, right? Outside of that, your coaching career sucked. You went to Ohio State, and you and Russ Hellickson covered for this clown, right? Good job, guys. And the wrestlers are still talking about it, but nobody. Why do we have people like this in our Congress, people? Tell me. Somebody call me and tell me there's a good reason to have these far-right Republicans running the country. They're running us into the ground, man. We've got all these different positions within our government that haven't been filled, that have been stopped by the Jocko Tommy Tuberville, Mr. Potato Head, whose only success was, you know, being the coach at a time at a university where they get the best players, right? And then the dumbass says he knows more about black people than most people. I bet I know more about him than you do, being that some of my family are black. You know more about racism, Tommy Tuberville, than I'll ever know, because you're the one who went to a racist university, and you can't change that. You can't change that. But you talk about some dumbasses that can't even speak in front of the camera to the American people to resolve issues. No, you're going to hold up appointments over your own ideology again. Here we go with this fake-ass ideology, jock mentality. Stop voting for jocks, okay? Especially the ones that, look, I know how hard it was for Jim Jordan to become a national champ in wrestling, right? First of all, they're usually the meanest guys. They're pricks. They're not nice guys. You can't be a national champ in wrestling and go out on the mat and be a nice guy. But you can when you come off the mat. What's up with that? By the way, my older brother was 2-time All-American in college and in the Hall of Fame at Indiana State. And I couldn't even bet that my brother could beat Jim Jordan's ass. That's how good Jim Jordan was, okay? But as a congressman, what a complete failure. And how long are people going to keep voting for clowns like that? If you're voting Republican still today, do you know how much damage you're doing to yourself and to your families and to the whole world by doing that? Yeah, mistakes that should not be. Jim Jordan's one. So is this conflict in the Middle East. So is not trying to figure out how to get to Putin without being violent and figuring out a way to stop all this killing, man. Gotta throw a little metal in there once in a while. Hard break. We'll be back after this. sitting on a fence. Yeah, I'm missing an orange cat right now. Anybody got that stray orange cat that I'm looking for? Those guys are the best. Oh, and speaking of the best, check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic, right? Go to jeffsguitar.com. He's in Stoughton. Handmade guitars. He can repair just about anything you need done on your guitar. And in fact, probably everything. He's got gift certificates, and he does lessons. Check it out. Anyway, thanks, Cats, for bringing me down this week. And one was missing for a couple days, and I thought, oh, man. Blue got away somehow. And I'm like, work, how could she have gotten out of this thing, man? We checked it out. And I'm like looking down the side panel inside this van, and I see hairs blowing in the breeze. And I'm like, she went down there? Oh, no, man. Doesn't look like she got out. Haven't seen her for 2 days. Blue's back. Blue is back. And she's underneath the love seat, and she's letting me pet her. So everything's working out. But not everything's working out in the world still. And now that we see, what, the Congress can't come up with a speaker, huh? No. I just saw a pretty cool meme with Jim Jordan as the peaker of the House looking out of a bathroom. No, it was a failed attempt by the Republicans to put in another Trumpy. I don't know what they're going to do, but what are we going to do? That's what I want to know. We as a people, when have we had a bigger opportunity to say, okay, this is enough. We need things done in this country. I'm tired of listening to legislators come up. We're going to get back to the people's work. You ain't been doing the people's work since I was probably 20 years old, okay? The people's work you do now is for yourselves, and for your contributors, and for your billionaire buddies that are destroying the planet. 844-967-2789. Now, this is a beautiful time of year. Fall is like my favorite. Although September is my favorite month, October is doing pretty good so far. Then you start getting into November and December, and I don't know. I start to lose it. But after the first day of winter, I feel like winter's half over because then the sun starts coming up a little bit more each day. And it's going to take a lot to get to that point this year. It just really feel lonely at times. I see so many people on social media going through all this stuff. We need to like support each other, man, with love and not, you know, arguments over who should kill who, because nobody should be killing anybody. Anybody that believes that there's a God out there that wants you to strike other people down because you're different. Man, that's even like Old Testament stuff, right? Blood laws, you know, you lied, we're going to cut your tongue out. Can you imagine how short Donald Trump's tongue would be if he just shaved off a little bit of his tongue each time that he lied? He wouldn't have a tongue left. Now, all these deals they're making with these guys to roll on Trump, I don't know if that's going to work or not. But what it bothers me to know that these people are basically skating, right? They're just going to skate. You know, $5,000 fine for Cheese Bro, the Wisconsin bad cheese guy, right? Not into that, man. Not into letting people off. Now, if this is all you're going to do to try and get to Trump and you don't get him, then I guess they're playing you guys. I don't like the direction it's going. I may be wrong. You know, maybe it'll work out. Maybe Trump will go to prison. I can't slide this over to take her on, man. Yeah, I'll let you do it.
I got it.
Yeah, let's go to Joanne and Madison.
Hey, great show. What I'm hoping is that we can all convince people that the Republicans aren't interested in managing the government. They aren't interested in producing good things for people. They're interested in chaos. And it's a tough, that's a tough message to deliver to people. You know how to say it in such an amazing way, but it needs to be said again and again so that we don't get back into this trap that we're in right now. We all feel that the government's been taken hostage. It's been a hostage crisis across the world. I don't mean to demean the terror that so many people feel in the Middle East for the hostages that have been taken, but it still hurts all of us to have our government tied up the way it is. And it'll take a huge outpouring of support from all of us and a lot of work to move us away from this stalemate we're locked into.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, yes, the Republican Party is a terrorist organization. Got it? I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, I've been calling these guys fascists and Nazis for a while for a reason. They are.
And it's going, yeah, we need to get those messages across that we need our government. There are so many things that are waiting for us to do. There's so many things like, I mean, just how, what to do with nuclear waste. When I think of some of the issues that we have coming, there can be various sun flares and various things that can help, that can hurt our electrical grid. We need to get a better transportation system. And we're just at the very beginnings of trying to solve these issues, and we've got a government that's AWOL. I mean, they're just not there. That we should take their money away. If they're not going to work, no money.
Well, yeah. Why should we spend our hard-earned tax dollars on a bunch of clowns that are not representing the people? Because we, the people, are not in charge right now, and we're supposed to be.
Exactly. And to watch those representatives from the other side, the Republican side, they don't represent our nation. Okay, there's you know, you look at them, they're white dudes, and that's it. And there's nothing against white dudes. I love white dudes, but we need a representative of government. And to that end, we need to be changing what this Republican Party is all about. I was thinking, you know, this is my radical idea. I was thinking you and me and a bunch of others, we join the Republican Party and we vote out these other clowns. You know, we go in there and you know, we can be quiet for a while and listen, but then we say, hey, there's something wrong going around here. And then make our message very, very clear. And again, your messages are always very clear, and you always have a strategy. I'm waiting for you to come up with a plan. We need a plan.
Well, I think, Joanne, that it's a good idea to infiltrate the Republican Party and take it over right after we do that to the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. And thanks again for calling.
Thank you again. What do you think of RFK Jr.?
You know, that's kind of a sad thing, isn't it? To see that guy kind of, you know, melting. When I used to listen to him and Mike Papantonio, and they were on the, you know, they were always talking about
Ring of Fire.
Yes, environmental issues, real issues. And then, you know, I got to believe that he might be a little touched. I really do. And who could blame him after what we've seen his family go through? You know, several assassinations.
Are you still Cornel West supporter?
Oh, boy, am I. I mean, I'm not, you know what, at this point, I don't care if people want to blame me for the way things are working out, because I've always supported progressives, and I always will. And yes, I absolutely will vote for him. Somebody wants to blame me for Trump beating Hillary? Maybe they should have listened to me for months when I said that was going to happen, because... You know, a lot of people think they know a lot, right? I was fighting with people on Facebook. You know, oh, I've been part of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. You know, yeah, and how's that worked out, pal? Right? You're going to tell me, you're going to brag about being a part of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin as an organizer, as a moderate, and look at where we are in Wisconsin. No, we shouldn't have anybody in the... Look, I'm tired of the compromising with wrong is just wrong, Joanne. So... When moderates go up there and they talk about compromise, first thing I say to them is, you're wrong, dude.
I like your idea of infiltrating the Democratic Party. You made my night. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. You made
that
mine,
so
too. Well, it's the truth. And I mean, you know, there's a reason why, you know, a lot of people, Democratic legislators, it doesn't matter if I, you know, go into the Capitol and start spewing the truth and what I believe and everything, and they don't like it. Well, The truth hurts, man. Of course you don't like it because you're playing the game and I'm not playing a game. Politics is not, you know, I'm not running for office. When people say, well, I don't want to talk about politics, I'm like, wait, don't you take any of this stuff personally? Don't you take it personal that, you know, how many other nations have health care for all their citizens? They have access to education. And here in America, oh, hey, let's privatize everything and make a profit off it. And that's all America is. You want to brag about capitalism? This isn't capitalism. This, you know, these monopolies, you know, just take example in Wisconsin, Quick Trip. I mean, it's wiping everybody out. There's a Quick Trip on every roundabout. And that's another thing I'm mad about. People just blowing through roundabouts, knowing they're, you know, cutting across lanes. Man, I'll tell you what. Whoever came up with the idea to put in all these roundabouts when you know people can't even drive clean on a straight road and they pass on double yellow. Well, there wasn't anybody coming. Well, you couldn't see anybody coming. That's why there's a double yellow line on that hill, because there's somebody on the other side, you clown. And so all week long, you know, people don't read the paint again. Here's the exit. Here's the entrance and exit into the truck stop. This is for the semis. This is for the people. I'm following the arrows. My arrow says go this way. And here's a clown coming in. And I'm like, dude. And he's like, you're supposed to be over there. And I'm like, no, man. That's like a double yellow square there. That's where the semis go. I'd rather take you on than one of those semis. Because those guys, you know, they get kind of stressed out too. And last thing I want is a 18-wheeler running me down. Because I've had some guys get that mad. I had a guy throw his crowbar at me off his semi one time. And I'm like, that guy's nuts, man. And the whole world is. I mean, people are angry and dangerous. So take my advice, man. Tune it out. Turn it off. Go do something that feels good for a while. And I continued to do it all week long. I can't turn on the TV without getting frustrated. It's like, you know what they're going to be talking about. Let's see. Which one are they talking about today? Oh, let's try this channel. Oh, let's try it. And it's all the same, just cycle. Running. Propaganda, in my world. You know, you're trying to sway people's opinions into thinking that something that's not real. It's not real. How do I know that it's the truth when I watch a guy come on and he says, this is worse than the Holocaust. These things I've seen, worse than the Holocaust. First of all, you weren't around for the Holocaust. Secondly, you're overplaying it, dude. You're overselling it. You're trying to make people believe that this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And in some people, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to them, right? But to not understand that ending the conflict is what needs to be done here. You can't win by killing people, man. You can't win by destroying the environment. You can't win by, man, did you see they just found a couple new species that they didn't know existed, right? And at the same time, we'll lose 10,000 of them this year. Plants, insects. Oh, yeah. That's right. Mass extinction. It's on its way. And we're making it come faster than it needs to. We talked about slowing it down, man. Slow things down. We don't need to go faster. Everybody's driving like a goddamn idiot out there. Is it break time, brother?
What was that?
I said everybody's driving around like a goddamn idiot. Except for me.
Oh, yeah.
One more segment. We'll be back.
Paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line.
Or they drain the marshes and put in some more roundabouts. I have to yield on everything, man. I am defensive driver all the way. I don't want to ruin my car. I don't want to get out and have a fist fight. This world is wound too damn tight. Tune it out, turn it off, and reset. Man, hit the reset. Because that's the only thing that got me through the week. But watching these Republicans, man, play down the death threats that their own members are getting, it's nothing, you know. Really, Scalise? What do you think of that? Yeah? You think it's not a big deal that your own people are coming after you? Same thing, you know, I mentioned before. Prime Minister Rabin, you know, killed because he wanted to find a path for peace in the Middle East. And they knew it was coming. They didn't protect him. I'm not going to say who was responsible for that, but it came within their own country. His own people. Kind of like our own people assassinating JFK and then his brother and Martin Luther King and all the other activists that were imprisoned or murdered for trying to find a better way for humanity. And that's all we got left, man. I'm going to be honest. I don't think we're going to win. I think this is pretty much over. It's already been decided kind of thing. Make me start believing in some of these scriptures. And then I read what other people's views are and what they think is going to happen. I'm like, maybe the religion thing isn't the best way to go about this, right? Because we all have our own little idiosyncrasies related to who is our creator and where do we go after we leave here? Is there even a place to go? And I got to believe there is. There's just so many innocent people slaughtered every year. When does it end? When is there any chance? Anybody out there got any hope for me? Because I'll get up every day and I'll look forward to living the next day every single day and try to make things brighter for people that are less fortunate than me and for those that are arrogant and are the reason why there are less fortunate people. I got you on my radar, man. And we need mass movement in this country, which means, we got to do some organizing. We got to do some protesting. And we may have to shut some damn things down, right? Like the people that have been striking for their jobs and their livelihoods. We all need to be doing that. We all need to be supporting some cause that needs our help. We're in a lot of trouble here. I don't know how this is going to work out, but it's just sad. So many lives negatively affected by this, even if it doesn't come to an all-out war. The damage is done. People have been murdered for no reason, really, for no reason, over land, over water. Who said it was your land in the first place? Anybody, right? It's all our land. It's all our water. It's all our air. It should be shared that way. You socialists are not. Yeah, well, you know, much better place than where you're coming from. That's what that is, where the people share the resources. That's what socialism is. It doesn't allow tyrants to take over everything. It allows the people the input and the decision-making that we're supposed to have, especially in this country, this awful country. It truly is. And not because of us, but because of our leadership, man. Awful stuff going on. No consequences to it. People getting rich off it. Come on. This is outrageous, man. This is unfair. And I think we need to do something about it. And I'm going to ask Mary in Wauwatosa, what do you think?
Hey, Pizza Box. So, you know, the action, the advocacy is really super needed, but on a personal basis, we can each help ourselves, you know, to by learning about meditation, you know, I want you this week to take a look at it.
I got to stop you for a second. I just came in from outside, and I said to one of the other guys in the studio that I like to meditate like Gene Wilder did in the movie. Oh, she. Mm-hmm. Oh, she. Because, yes, I did. I did, Mary. Mm-hmm. I sat. I looked out at the trees. I put my hands behind my head. I breathed easy, and I thought, you can't let this stuff get to you, man. You can't let it get to you.
Yeah. It's a real help. Helps us to respond instead of react. There's a big difference.
Oh, I'm a reactionary. So, there's no doubt about that.
Hey, come on. We're worried about you, you know.
But I do.
This week.
I overreact.
Homework assignment. There's a lot out there on the web.
Yeah, okay. And I'm still, you know, work in process. I'm glad I am because if I wasn't, I probably wouldn't go on the radio on Friday night. I'd be watching the game like everybody else without a worry in the world, right?
Well, we need you on the air. You know, we look forward to it. So take care. Take care of yourself. And remember the homework assignment.
I will. Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again. No, she's right. And I got to pull back, you know, and I'm listening to people. You know, how do I keep myself more viable? Right? I can't take myself out of this. I mean, I was ready to pull the plug on everything again. I'm like, man, I don't want to work. I don't want to do this Friday night show. I just want to like crawl under a rock. And then I'm like, no, that's where the Trump people need to go, back under their rocks. I don't need to be doing that. And it's going to take a lot. But I've not given up, okay? I have not given up. But I'm also a realist, okay? And each day that goes by, the world gets a little darker for me. As I watch nature disappear, as I watch humanity just slide off the charts, man. I mean, people, you know, what is it? Whatever happened to safety first? I remember that. That's one of the first things. You'd always be safe, right? Nobody is anymore. That's the end of this week's show already, man. Well, you can tune in next Friday, 7 to 8, right here at Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Part of the Civic Media Network, and we broadcast out of Solidarity Realty Studio. And I might have to give them a call about looking for a house, man. Yeah? Heard the commercial, and I'm like, God, I know these people. Why haven't I been reaching out to them? They can help me. Well, I hope this has helped you guys because it sure helped me. We'll see you next week. Thanks.